bad?
Nah, man, Amarillo's great.
My parents live in Amarillo. It's not too bad.
Busy and busy, man.
Yeah, is it? Because, yeah. I mean, you don't... Now, for anybody who doesn't know, you do a lot more than just play songs.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a very busy guy. You've got the club, the
place called Hoots Pub in
Amarillo. Hoots. Yeah, have you been to Hoots in Amarillo?
Yeah. We had a crazy night the other night, man. Started off with a guy riding his horse into the bar.
No, wait.
Yeah.
Wait. Hold on. Was this something you had planned, or did a guy just ride his horse into the bar?
That
sounds like the beginning of a crappy joke.
No, man. I showed up, and this guy had this horse outside the club, and I asked him what he was going to do with it, and he said, I don't know. And I said, well, bring him inside. It's cold out here. And so he said, well, get the door. So I got the door, and he rode that sucker in, man. and then it get even crazier, man. Robert Randolph showed up.
Nice.
And played about a 35-minute set.
No joke.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Was it pretty good?
Oh, man.
I mean, that guy could play, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's good.
No, there's big in Texas, and then there's this big, you know. And
right.
Robert runs around with the Stones and Elton John and stuff, so.
Yeah, go check that guy out. Google him.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. So he's something else, man.
Because he'll sit there with that lap steel, playing halftime shows at big NBA games. It's just like him sitting there, playing.
Yeah.
And that's the whole halftime show. It's how awesome the guy is.
And I'd heard of him, but you know, I'd never seen him play until he did this. Elton John was producing a record for Leon Russell.
Right.
And they bring in Robert to play on this thing, and he does this outrageous steel guitar lick, and they were bringing him to town to the Globe Center just for some charity. Well, after he got done, they came over there, and you know, after a few drinks, him and his band, they're just like, hey, can we play for a while? I was like, yeah, I guess so, man. We've had a horse. We got Robert in the room, man. So
it was all the same night.
It was the same night, man.
That needs to go in a memoir. That is a memoir-worthy story. The night you had a horse in the bar and Robert Randolph shows up,
man,
to play.
Yeah, man, I mean...
Robert Randolph, the family, shows up to play.
This is a true story, man. Everybody in his band is really family.
Yeah?
They're actually cousins or brothers.
That's insane.
Yeah. It was nuts.
It's not one of those marketing ploys where it's like, we'll just call it the family band just because. Like, they really are family?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. And so you're doing all of this, and on the side, you've got this single out called Blood of the Lamb, which, by the way, is not a gospel tune, lest anybody get confused. Because when I saw the title of it, I was like, oh, Casey Berry's going gospel. All right, let's see what it is.
It is a believer song, man.
You right, know? Yeah.
It's written from that point of view, but it's not gospel, and it's not hair metal. So.
It's a nice in-between.
It's an in-between. But yeah, man, it seems to be doing well. People like it. It's one of my favorite songs that I've done.
Now, you said in the song, there's a line about, it's during the chorus, the parking lot of Denny's.
Yeah.
Why not IHOP?
I was at Denny's when the story happened.
Really?
Yeah.
So this is all based on like a real story?
Yeah, man, I'd spent some time out in Phoenix.
Okay.
And they have these big mega churches out there.
Right.
Like we do in Texas and around.
And everywhere else.
Yeah.
I mean, they're everywhere.
But you go on Sunday and there's like two rows filled up.
Right.
But, you know, you go on the Bible Belt and that thing, I mean, they're putting chairs out.
To
fill it up, you know. And so it just got me to thinking that, you know, some people really aren't exposed to that part of life.
Right.
That it just doesn't happen for them until... Until they go to prison.
Right.
So I started thinking about that, and I was taking my daughter. She would go to this theater camp in the summer,
mm-hmm.
and right next door was this Denny's.
Right.
And so we would go in there and eat after I picked her up, and one day this guy came in. He's pretty whacked out on speed, and so I just kind of paid the bill and got her out of there.
Right.
And, you know, and she's like, well, why are we leaving? We didn't even eat. And I just said, well, he's not a very good guy. You know, standard dad.
Right, yeah.
And she said, you told me Jesus loves us all.
Oh.
So, you know, right then I had my vision for the character.
Right.
the character that never been exposed to any kind of religious freedom until he went to prison.
Gotcha.
So that's kind of the story behind it. But yeah, I was in Denny's.
Okay. Yeah, dude, I was like Denny's. Breakfast places you could have been.
Because I like IHOP.
Well, let's take it in. Here's Blood of the Lamb, Casey Berry on the back roads of KECO.
There's a Bible on the bed. It's got passages in red that help me make it through the day. I used to be afraid to close my eyes at night. Now I pray I go away. There's a picture on the wall of a pretty little blonde holding that little baby boy that'll never know my name, never hear my voice, 'cause my choices, they were wrong. If you're gonna say a prayer, don't waste your words on me, 'cause I pulled the trigger on a 38 special one now when I was on speed. Pull a couple of bucks and a pack of smokes, get a fix that I didn't need. Left them lying there in the parking lot of Denny's, poured the blood of the lamb on me. Growing up, say I never stood a chance. Daddy was gone a lot, and my mama, she found friends. And a 15-year-old boy didn't fit her plan. I turned to my friends. If you're gonna say a prayer, don't waste your words on me, 'cause I pulled the trigger on a 38 special one now when I was on speed. For a couple of bucks and a pack of smokes, get a fix that I didn't need. Left him lying there in the parking lot of Denny's, poured the blood of the lamb on me. Got passages in red. Help me make it through the day. If you're gonna say a prayer, don't waste your words on me, 'cause I pulled the trigger on a 38 special one now when I was on speed. For a couple of bucks and a pack of smokes, get a fix that I didn't need. Left him lying there in the parking lot of Denny's, poured the blood of the
old
saying,
man. All right. I wrote this. Dude, this is on my last album. It's called Ran Around.
Hold on.
I've walked with demons under the earth. I battled the devil on his own turf. I sat on the roadside and watched it twist and wind under blazing sun. It burns up my blue sky. I've got nowhere else to go. I've got no more steps below. I've got so much more to learn. Baby, you're the last place I can turn. I'd turn round and round with you, round and round with you. I'd turn round and round with you, round and round with you. I got lost in a bottle of 80 proof, looking for answers, I was chasing the truth. And I can't say that I learned all that much, but I met reality, keeping in touch. I've got nowhere else to go. I've got no more steps below. And I've got so much more to learn. Baby, you're the last place I can turn. I'd turn round and round with you, round and round with you. I turn round and round with you, round and round with you. Now I've got nowhere else to go. Now I've got no more steps below. I've got so much more to learn. Baby, you're the last place I can turn. I turn round and round with you, round and round with you. I turn round and round with you.
Right on, man. Right on.
Thanks, man.
You all right? You doing okay?
I'm good, man.
You looked kind of concerned there for a second. You doing all right?
Yeah, man. I'm exhausted.
Like I said, man, you're like Mr. Busy, super busy.
Partially it's my fault. You know, I go out on these on these radio deals, but I try to get as much done at the bar before I can.
Right.
And so, man, it's like I'm leaving at like 3 a.m. to make these, you know. And I'm grateful you guys will get us in. You
know? Right on. Well, thanks for making the trip.
But, yeah. I didn't even realize today was Wednesday. I just kind of go down whatever's next
right,
on my list.
Whatever's next on the to-do
list. I do a radio show with Craig there in Amarillo.
Right, yeah.
What you should be listening to.
Right, yeah.
And he called me, like, right before I walked in. He's like, who should we do today? And I was like, you're on your own.
Oops.
Yeah, man. I got up and took a health safety class this morning in Amarillo. And then,
oh, wow.
Then came down, yeah.
It's a busy day, man.
It is a busy day. I'm
radio
ready for
stuff,
it to be over,
bar
man.
Stuff, radio tour.
Radio tour. Man, it's busy, man, but I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
I get to do so many cool things, you know. And,
right on.
And it's cool that I've gotten to play music this long.
Right on. Right on. And it is kind of cool. And then you get to do what you love.
Yeah, at this point, it's I do what I know. You know, I love playing, you know, but I don't know what else I do.
You're just kind of stuck now. You're a lifer, huh?
I'm a lifer. That's what Larry Joe called me one night. He said, man, you're a lifer. And I said, what's that mean? He said, you're going to keep doing this whether you get rich or poor or whatever. He said, you're just going to keep on doing it.
You're just going to keep doing it.
And I said, well, I don't know if that's good or bad. And he said, depends where it ends up, I guess.
Where can everybody keep up with you online, man?
Man, just Casey Berry Music, or you know, we run the Hoots page too. So
right on, yeah.
I mean, usually either Casey Berry Facebook or Hoots Facebook or Instagram or something, they can get a hold of me somehow.
Right on.
And if they can't, I'll just have them get a hold of you, and you can give them my cell phone number.
All right, gotcha. Yeah. All right, there we go. We'll do it. Yeah, be careful what you wish for.
I know, man. I know. I did that one time, man. A guy gave out my number.
Oh.
Well, he thought it'd be funny.
Right, yeah. No, but it's really never funny for you. It's funny for everybody else.
Yeah, they said that they had to take, what was it, 867-5309?
Right, yeah.
They had to take it out of the system.
Right, yeah, because everybody kept calling it.
So you throw a phone number out on the radio, man, people are going to call it just to see.
Just to see? Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then those late-night prank phone calls that take place after a show. Everybody's back in the green room. I've been a part of some of those parties.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sorry if you ever got caught up in one of those.
Well, yeah, and, you know, don't leave your phone.
Yeah, that too. All right, thank you very much for stopping by, Casey
Thanks
Berry.
Thanks for having me, man.
Anytime.